Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and
drive. Run-of-the-mill morning show with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Katie Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
6:02 on the dot, if you believe our clocks here at the Palatial. Brand new. Still with that new studio smell. K2K Studios.
Except for when you and Nate are in here.
The point right there. Yeah, because you smell like a bed of roses.
I do.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Good Bon Jovi song. 44-1140 on the text line.
What, Jay behind the glass. Cashmere is my favorite Bon Jovi song.
It's a fine song indeed. Hey, I'll admit, I don't care. It sucks. It's been, this is the definition of a good commercial campaign. When those DirecTV Bon Jovi commercials come on, I'm into it. Into it now.
It's one of the ones I don't fast forward through.
Ever.
I like Bon Jovi. I'll own it.
I enjoy him.
Bon Jovi's rad and a great karaoke go-to.
Really?
Oh, man.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, that's level 27.
Really?
Oh, God.
Okay.
My go-to for karaoke is Amy Winehouse.
That's a good karaoke go-to.
Yeah.
Octave, easy to hit.
I didn't know if I could get any more in love
my
with you.
My deep, throaty voice really works.
Whoa.
Hey. Good morning.
It is a Cow Thursday. Also a Hall of Fame Thursday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Not one, but two.
Two.
Hall of Famers joining us today. Boxing legend Larry Merchant. Not for fighting, but for commentating. He'll be joining us. And back to back after Larry, how about Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman?
Yes, sir.
Fresh off she's out in Louisville.
Louisville.
She's in Kentucky.
She's going.
Yeah.
I think she's going today, actually. Right. She's leaving today. We can ask her.
We're going to talk to her about Muhammad Ali.
Yes,
somebody she was very, very close to. They had a very unique relationship, and she'll give us, as we will talk to Larry Merchant as well, it's going to be an Ali-dominated hour with two people that very, very much could speak and write several books on Muhammad Ali. So we'll talk to both of them. We'll probably sneak in a King's question or two, I'm sure.
Probably.
Old Nance.
With Larry?
With Larry.
Because she's in the midst right now of they're doing their draft workouts.
They are.
So.
Very interesting.
See if there's anybody that's sparking an interest
and
there.
Larry Merchant says, George III, now that was a king.
But first and foremost, last night, you guys put on your knickers and your
she
shoes.
She did, literally. I did. Her polyester short pants.
And,
with my hot pink knee socks.
Play a little softball.
We decided from here on out, because she sends me a picture yesterday, and it's just the logo on her softball
Jerry West.
Pants.
It was Under Armour.
5 o'clock, our game starts at 8:30, and she's going, I got my softball pants on.
So here was the reasoning behind that. I had a meeting yesterday, so I had on, like, it was a fitness meeting with a potential, somebody.
A fitness meeting?
Yeah, I mean, it was a...
Oh, you were meeting with a client that is Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Okay, gym-ish. A gym.
A gym.
You know, type of thing. A gym, a workout place.
Yeah. So, like, I had on my yoga pants.
Jimmer.
And I'll say this, I have some nice lady calves. And I was sitting there watching TV, and the yoga pants were cutting into my calves a little bit because I was sitting
elastic
there.
Line was getting in.
They're so tight on me.
I know.
I'm retaining water.
So my man calves, I was like, I'm just gonna take them off right now.
It's
and
a cow Thursday.
Since I have
cow Thursday.
Since I have to put on the softball pants anyway, why dirty another pair of pants?
How'd you dress for this meeting? Did you dress in like workout clothes?
I did. I looked very cute. But guess what? I wear them every day to work.
That's true.
So the only difference is that I did my hair and my makeup. Ugh.
So the hair, makeup, and yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, generally speaking, like softball pants for, you know, 6'3" women, they only go down to about there. They don't actually go all the way down to the
knee. High waters.
So, right. So I said, we can't call them softball pants anymore. From here on out, they are your polyester short pants.
But hey, Nate, how'd they look?
They looked great.
They look good.
She was lacking a belt, which is a bit of a faux pas, but everything else was working.
We're working on that, Nate.
Right. Yeah, Jay's getting into that. He's going to get me a hot pink one.
Yeah. Gotta find her one.
Yeah. Can she roll up the pant leg and have the high socks?
Not even,
it's
like by default. They're up. Yeah.
Okay.
And there might be room for like one cuff.
Okay.
But
the Lionel
really
the Shields cuff.
The best thing that ever happened to me as a 6'3" woman was when those like short pants started to like capri pants when they first started to be like a popular thing.
Tons of those.
I'm like, yes. Now there's an excuse for my pants to be high waters.
Now how did we do in the game? How did you represent CBS, the K's?
Oh, we annihilated them.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh man. What what was the
26 to 1.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
Yeah, we played Fox 40.
Did you play Fox 40?
Yeah.
And they called the game, finally.
Wow.
Finally. Because we had the 8:30 game. We didn't even start until like 8:45. Well, I was already pissed about that.
Did we embarrass Jim Crandall?
He was not on the team.
Just
great.
Hold on, though. Tomorrow, Jim Crandall's going to report on the final score.
Bing. I didn't actually recognize anyone.
No, I didn't.
No Mark Dembski, no Jim Crandall.
No, there was no on air people. It's okay. Probably all the people. And you know what? Nate, wasn't it you that, or it was Jay. It was Jay that bloodied somebody.
That's true.
Wow.
Jay bloodied somebody.
Jay sent a laser beam at their shortstop who already had a laceration, apparently. Split it right open.
Didn't play the rest of the game.
Where was the laceration?
On his hand.
It was on his hand.
Oh.
So, but I mean, he hit him in the glove.
Jay breaking fools.
He dropped it.
And by the way, like, yeah, it totally counts as a hit, and Jay got an RBI because I hustled. I had to get my boy a steak right there.
Yeah.
So Jay, attaboy, Nate. Love it.
Jay bloodied someone. How did you do?
I, up and down.
Very annoying.
I didn't get a lot of action, really.
Really?
Nate did not get MVP of this game.
I didn't.
Okay. And
I got to loaf.
Katrina played well yesterday.
She did. She made contact and was on base two times.
Two times.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You got to see me stretch it out. Who was one point that when I went from second to third, they're like, was that just four strides for you?
I know. She's still in second.
Got to leg it out.
Got to leg it out.
Got 1 foot on first, 1 foot on second.
Yeah.
Just about.
Antelope around the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Jay got in trouble for leading off on first base.
Oh, you can't lead off.
I was over there talking to the young lady who was sexy, by the way, and I lost track of thought.
This poor girl, I don't know what she was doing. I don't know what you were saying to her, but she's playing first base.
Sure.
Jay is leading off on first base, and she is standing out of bounds.
Yeah, like
she's
wasn't
not even
in
on
fair
the
territory.
Field.
In foul territory?
Yeah,
she was holding me on.
Yeah.
On the outside bag.
I was like, he's either, you know.
She's covering the orange bag.
Yeah, like the one exactly. I'm like, what is he doing to her? Is she that uncomfortable?
But to be fair, Jay displayed his warning track power last night.
Oh, my God.
He needed about 15 miles an hour more wind. Muscle up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I heard a rumor.
I'm giving him hell. He spanked that ball.
I heard a rumor that we have a member of the team that tends to coach. Help me out. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well,
please tell the story.
Katie's in the infancy of her softball career.
Sure.
I have now played three total times.
Yeah. I mean, which is kind of funny because, like, okay, you've got this professional athlete. It's like, well, guess what? She spent her whole life playing basketball and volleyball. Softball was never in the rotation, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, learning things here and there.
I can do a hurdle, too. Throw that in there.
That's right. And our coach is a coach.
So you have there's actually a coach. I mean, there's actually a coach.
Yeah, they have. She's called a manager.
Manager, but
right.
I mean, not for most of us, but it's kind of one of those things where you can see she really wants Katie to succeed. So at one point, she gets up there and Katie's about to dig in, and she goes, You've been a little ahead of it, Katie. Stay back, keep your foot down, and just unload on it.
Oh, God.
My response, I turn around, I'm like, I don't know what any of that means.
I'm like, Katie, do all those things right now. And like, she's standing in the box, she's taking warm-up swings, and I'm just shouting at her, like, so think about all those things, and make sure you don't inhale as you swing.
And unload. Make sure you get that unload party.
Unload on it.
Oh.
God bless our manager.
I mean,
she does
English.
A great job.
It was English. I knew what the words were. Mm-hmm.
Rec softball coach is fantastic. Oh. You know, it's rec softball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe relax. Maybe just.
I don't know.
Maybe just create the line.
Some down, people mister. Take this very seriously.
Yeah,
they
probably should relax too. I mean, it's. I'm all for competition.
Well,
but
we've got. Yeah, like there's. Okay,
come
there's,
on.
There's little things going on. I think we were maybe up by 15 runs at this point.
Sure.
We've got the bases loaded. There's nobody out, and I just hit a weak pop up to first base, and I basically stop running. Infield fly rule, right?
Right.
So I kind of jogged to first base. Nothing happens. Girl drops the ball at first base. Katie's standing on first base.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, I thought she was
going
to catch it, so I didn't go
you
anywhere.
Tag it up.
And then when she dropped it, then I was like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah, and I don't want to touch the base with her standing on it.
Sure.
And I'm still waiting for the infield fly call. So the girl picks up the ball, and then they throw it all over the infield, and I'm kind of walking back to the dugout because I'm out, right?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yes, you're out.
And everyone's like, where are you going? I'm like, well, infield fly. Well, he never called it, and the umpire's just kind of standing there.
Sure.
Like, well, hey, dude. He's like, well, I didn't call it, so you're... Oh, because there was one out at the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because they sent me back out there, and he goes, there's two outs. And we're like, well, no, there's not. Who was the second out? Like, well, that...
Yeah.
It was
okay,
bad.
Okay, you're...
Yeah. I already don't know the rules.
As incoherently as I explained it, that's pretty much how it went down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys won.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There was some coaching.
And they're like, hey, go back out there. And I'm like, dude, we're winning by 15 runs. Like, I'm not going to just take a base. It's an infield fly rule.
Yeah.
I'm calling myself out.
Yeah, you're up 37 runs. Today is National Earl Day.
As in T?
Earl.
Earl.
Earl Watson.
Earl, we honor those legends named Earl.
Earl Sandwich.
All right, so here we go. Your top 10 Earls as voted on by famousbirthdays.com. You said who, Earl Watson?
Earl Watson.
Earl Watson is number 7.
Earl of Sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich. See, and that's the thing. Like
I'm going
Duke
with
of.
The tea.
Yeah.
Going with the T.
You don't like that, Earl Monroe?
Earl as an Earl Grey T. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a name, but yes, again, Earl Grey T, Earl of Sandwich, Duke of Earl should all be in there. These are just straight names. So far, we have Earl Watson.
Earl the Pearl.
What are you looking up, Nate?
Nate.
Looking up Earls?
I'm just like, no.
Stop.
Your mom.
I feel like you're looking up Earls.
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyone want a little Earl the Pearl Monroe?
Mm-hmm. I said that.
Did
and
you?
Then Jay just said
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to either of
and
you.
And see, that's actually what I was looking up because I was like, Earl the Pearl Monroe. Wait, is it Monroe? And then I Googled Earl Monroe. And he so.
Earl Campbell.
Oh.
Earl Thomas. Earl Boykins.
Boykins. That's an unfortunate name.
Earl Boykins. Earl Stevens, he's a rapper. Earl Scruggs.
Earl the Rapper.
Earl the Rapper.
Earl Stevens, he's 40.
According to Famous Birthdays,
40.
The number one person voted on named Earl, so I don't really trust this list, is Earl Sweatshirt.
What?
He's a rapper.
He is? I have no idea. Honest to God, I've never heard that name in my life.
What is he?
Yeah, he's a young
that.
Generation, young gun. He's out there a little bit.
Is he? Okay.
He's a backpacker for the most part, right. A kick-push type of guy.
I was okay. Just making fun of Earl the Rapper, and Earl Sweatshirt is a great rapper's name.
Wonderful.
So, in my face.
Everything that Jay just said, it reminds me of last night when our coach was giving me pointers when I was in the batting box.
Unload.
Like,
step
I understand.
On the bug, shoot the arrow.
Back on it. Unload.
What he said was English. None of it made sense to me. He's a young backpacker. Oh, he likes hiking.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. What does that mean?
What, you guys don't know?
I was going to roll I was going to roll past it, but then you called him. I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. He's a young backpacker?
Well, okay. Have you, do any of you guys know Tyler, the Creator?
Yes.
I've heard that.
Okay, they had that television show. I want to say it was on Adult Swim.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Jackass type of feel to it. So Earl Sweatshirt is part of that group, Tyler, the Creator.
Okay, all right.
Oh, a backpacker is kind of what we quote unquote say more of a hip hop guy, not a rapper, because there is a difference. There's rap, and then you have hip hop.
Sure.
I mean, we can get that takes 2 hours to get to, but he's more of a hip hop artist, more lyrical. You know. Yeah. Ghost gotcha. Type of cats.
Okay.
Hippie hoppy. Yeah.
Yeah, hippie hoppy. Yeah. It's not rabbit. There you go. Saturday.
According to Wikipedia, rapper Earl Sweatshirt is a member of the Odd Future crew. His languid style is a blend of highly personal alt rap and morbid horrorcore.
Horror.
Horror.
Mm-hmm. Odd Future. Odd. Rivals with Even Future. They go at it. I'm a prime number. Sorry.
Jeez.
Okay. Earl Weaver, if I didn't say it was on the list. He was definitely on the list.
I think Earl Weaver's a high ranker for me. High-ranking official in the Earl Club.
There's James, not a single Earl that comes to mind.
James
that
Earl
I,
Jones, yeah, James Earl Ray.
Yeah, James Earl. Yeah, I don't think the middle Earls count.
Yeah.
From the 916, are the golf club throwing radio host criticizing the overzealous rec league coach, please? Yeah.
About huh? that, Dave.
You know, I don't throw clubs anymore. I haven't thrown a club in like 3 years. That's an old story.
How many revenge divots have you taken out?
I did.
Hey, at least you've never broken a club on your head.
You did?
No.
What? Jesus. Oh, the guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy.
The concussion guy?
Yeah, the concussion guy. The guy that had to leave the tournament because he was missing a club and also had a concussion.
I'm just saying, overzealous softball coach. Come on. Calm down.
I'm not stepping in front of that one.
No. It is also National Donald Duck Day.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
And National Career Nurse Assistance Day. If you see one today, say hi. Let her or him know that they mean so much to you. We'll take a break. When we get back, the best thing you're going to hear all day, we've got a story for you there. Nice. And hey, guess what? We have a series. Or do we? Do we? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sharks play tonight, NBA Finals last night, but the best thing you'll hear all day long. We'll do that next. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHD. Zach Brown with special guest Chris Cornell. It's a fantastic freaking song. Honestly, they used it as the theme to the Major League Baseball playoffs last year. I enjoy Zach Brown.
I like him. He's like a rocker.
Huh?
I like him. He's like a rocker. He's like a country rocker.
God, shut up.
Zach Brown's awesome.
He's like the absolute worst. Now whatever.
What? No. Hold on.
You don't like Zach Brown?
I didn't say that. I'm saying what you said is the absolute worst
he's
thing
like
about.
A rocker.
He's like kind of a rocker, but he's also kind of country, man.
No, he is country, but whatever. It's not like country western. Country is so different now.
Yeah.
There's so many. It's like Chris Stapleton.
It's Southern Fried Pop, and it's a bunch of fake crap. It's people that. Exactly.
Right. Come on. You're telling me. What is that? That chicken fried song? That's not a country song.
You know, I like my chicken fried.
Colder Weather.
I didn't say that. I'm saying it's a stupid song.
Which one?
Aww.
The one with Cornell?
You know what? Nate needs country a hug this morning.
Whatever.
Hey, Nate needs a hug today.
Yeah.
I'm in a good
mood. Maybe I do. Maybe that's my game here.
I like what
guys.
Zach Brown does.
Maybe that's what he's doing because he knows I try to make everything better.
He did an album with
friggin' hip checked me into oblivion last night in the dugout.
He did a thing with Foo Fighters.
You remember when DeMarcus cut? Who was it that he screened earlier this year into like the seventh row?
I can't remember that.
It was some little dude, but that's basically what it was like.
Yeah,
she hip checked me,
man,
and just fired me into orbit.
So far,
I wasn't expecting it.
No, and you don't weigh very much,
not
needy.
Really. I don't.
No, yeah. The wind blows and it's a hip check.
I am the wind, fool.
You know what though?
What?
I will say this.
That's a Zach Brown song. I am the wind, fool.
I'm the wind, fool.
I'll say this though.
What?
I'm a little.
There's nothing
I don't
little.
Realize how maybe physical I am or violent or strong.
You're very violent. Let me help you out. You're like literally the most violent person I know.
I also don't realize my own strength.
No, that's also true. Yeah, exactly. You're the most violent person I know.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
So Nate and I were having a conversation yesterday. What did you call me first?
Amazon.
Yeah, that was what we came to second.
Oh.
He called me something.
I think I called you like the queen of the elves or something.
Yeah,
like
the queen of the
Godzilla
elves.
Godzilla of the elves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I said, you know, I'm kind of like that woman that is this, like the knight or the soldier on Game of Thrones. You know, the woman that you've seen Game of Thrones, right?
No.
All right. See, I was lost on this one too.
Anybody else? Jay, have you seen Game of Thrones?
That would be a no, a negative.
Okay, so nobody on this show has seen it, but she's like a super tall woman and like very masculine and like bulky. And she plays like a soldier, like a knight on sure. Game of Thrones. And I was watching an award show, I don't know, a year or two ago, and they won, and the whole group gets up on stage, and she's towering over everybody. She is a huge woman. So, of course, I have to Google, like, how tall she is. Dude, she's like 6'2".
Is she?
She's shorter than
I am. She's shorter than you.
And I was like, holy crap, I must look like a freaking Amazon.
You're like the mountain, but the girl, which that is a Game of Thrones reference.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some dude called the Mountain on there, right?
I don't know.
Well, you just brought it up. You're not the Game of Thrones expert.
I don't know that there's... I
thought you were
talking
about Mountain that did Mississippi Queen.
No, no, which is a great Guitar Hero song, by the way.
Anyway, the point is I'm so big and I don't realize it.
You don't realize your own strength. You really don't.
I don't.
Like, you'll clap me on the back and a rib will come loose.
Is that I'm way weaker than I was, you know, 5 years ago.
Stop
so I think
it.
That it's, like, safer for people, but it's not. You all need to be wearing pads around me.
Apparently. Or you know what? You could just not aimlessly flail your giant Amazonian arms around at us. Like, hey.
It's true. She hip-checked me in the rib.
That's right. All right, here's the favorite. Here's what I think is the best thing you're going to hear.
Best sound ever.
Let's hear it.
That's not a sound. It's a story. Cubs fan Beckham Zobrist. That's not the best thing, but boy, what a name. Beckham Zobrist. Now, Nate, you can apologize in about 10 seconds here, was diagnosed with retinoblastoma in 2012, which forced doctors to remove his right eye. Nate, your thoughts? Yeah, okay. Zobrist, now 7 years old.
Oh.
How you doing, Nate? Nate Goodyear, everybody.
Man. Nate.
That wasn't your fault. You didn't know. You thought it was some dumb Cubs fan who like got drunk, did something stupid in the parking lot named Beckham Zobrist. So I'm going to stand in front of Nate a little bit. Nate had no idea, which makes his story even better, that he just groaned at a 7-year-old cancer survivor. Cubs fan Beckham Zobrist was diagnosed with retinoblastoma in 2012, which forced doctors to remove his right eye. He's now 7, and kids were teasing him about the fact that he had a missing eye. You're 7. You don't have an eye. It's going to be brutal at school.
Horrible.
His parents told him that he could get a glass eye, basically, a new eye. He decided to get an eye.
That looks like a Cubs logo.
It is the Cubs logo.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the Cubs logo.
Oh, my gosh.
During a series with the Diamondbacks, the kid visited Wrigley Field, and he showed off his Cubs-themed prosthetic eye, and the Cubs players went ballistic. He received a bat from Kyle Schwarber. He met fellow cancer survivor, I didn't know this, Anthony Rizzo. He got a personal tour of Wrigley Field. Kyle Schwarber told him he sadly wasn't using his bat this year, so he gave it to him as a gift. And Anthony Rizzo came to the dugout to meet the little boy who'd gone through such a huge ordeal. He told him he, too, was a cancer survivor. The day left him absolutely speechless.
Aww.
We'll tweet this out, but it is so cool. It's this cute little kid.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, there
is. Oh, my God,
to see
that
this.
Is amazing.
How sick is
because
that?
Because he does have really pretty
yes.
blue
awesome.
Eyes.
Yes.
And so it kind of, I mean, it's awesome, but he kind of looks like Chucky, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It's a Cubs, the C. It's the Cubs logo.
Yeah, so it's blue on the outside,
totally
red in the
middle.
It's
totally not as weird looking as you would think.
No,
you hear
it's
that.
Actually pretty cool because he's got one blue eye, and then the Cubs logo is blue
it's
and
blue
red.
With red, yeah.
Now, granted, you're going to look. You're going to take
it. It looks better than Max Scherzer.
Yes, yes. So that is.
Come on, listen. When he said a prosthetic with the Cubs logo on it, you pictured something that looked ridiculous, didn't you?
That does
not look as ridiculous
as I expected.
It matches
in. Yes, it matches in.
It does.
All right, we're going to the bullpen. Nate's going to sit out the next segment.
You're in the penalty box.
I will tweet out this story because it's not a complete story if you don't see the picture of the little boy.
Yeah.
And there's also WGN did the full story. You can link to that and watch the whole thing and watch him interact with the Cubs. I read that. I thought that was absolutely freaking amazing. probably also helps. I have a 7-year-old boy at home, too, so it hits a little bit. So good for him, and good for the Cubs, and good for Zobrist, and good for Anthony Rizzo. And I love it when athletes and franchises do stuff like this where they actually do reach out and do awesome things.
I hope that one of the players goes with him to, like, show and tell. Just so that, you know, it kills me that kids are picking on this poor kid. Like, it really
does.
Kids
are brutal.
Kids are brutal.
They are.
I don't think it's malicious. They don't know. They haven't learned.
It is malicious. No, they're brutal little kids.
No, but they haven't learned kind of that dynamic of social interaction yet.
Of course.
They just say what they want to say, and they don't realize any of the repercussions of it.
Before we go to break, we'll leave with this text, since this is the Nate segment here from the 916. Nate reminds me of my 14-year-old son. The only good music is the music he likes.
Exactly.
Damn right.
When he grows up, he'll learn to appreciate all music. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, NBA Finals Game 3 was last night. And
an amazing game.
We'll talk about that next, and we'll completely overreact to everything that happened last night because it's sports radio. It's a drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Breaking news, it is Cal Thursday. I hate saying this week's flown by because somebody inevitably is going to be like, what are you talking about? This is the longest week of my life. We're talking to a lot of people out there. But for me personally, I feel like this week has flown by.
It has.
Nate's just...
Every week, dude.
Every week flies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's right. Atta babe.
Guess what? Did you know that cows actually display emotions and have been shown to produce more milk when they are treated better and as individuals?
Is that that must mean the whole, you know, happy cows come from California?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's behind it.
Okay. So
I thought you were going to say happy wife, happy life.
Is that too? Well, that true?
That's what I initially thought, too. I was like, you know what? I think that probably goes for anything that produces milk.
Nate, you're calling my wife a cow.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. So I did see like some random video a day or two ago on Facebook where, you know, you go down that kind of loophole and you know, you get caught in it. And there was a cow that was being, it was in England, I think, and it was being.
I'm a cow.
It was being transported in like a trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it showed close up. The cow was crying, like tears coming out of its eyes.
Are you sure it wasn't just like the air against
no,
the.
No,
the
no, but seriously, shut up. Cows have emotions too. But no, this cow was crying, probably in its mind thinking, oh my God, I'm going to the slaughterhouse. And then they take it out. They take it out of the trailer, and there it is in this lovely green field, and it's running around with all the other cows. It got me, Dave.
Cow was not crying.
It was crying. Cows can cry.
I believe that, but I'm more likely to believe like it's in the trailer. The wind was blowing against its big cow eyes. And
no.
Like a tear.
It was when it got put in the trailer. Mm. It was sad. Because they form relationships with other cows. It's true. That's a fact we'll get to later in the show. Nate, what is wrong? You know what? I'm going to hip check you into the other room. You better watch yourself today, buddy.
I'm picturing those old ads with the crying Indian when the littering, too. It's like the cow's the same thing where they just zoom in and there's just the tear.
It's an English cow.
British.
I am Mew. I say.
Awfully sad in here, isn't it? kind of cramped, I say.
Caron Butler played 17 games last year for the Sacramento Kings.
Which is a friggin' shame.
He placed fifth in the NBA in teammate of the year voting.
Yeah.
With 17 games played.
But it's based,
boy went through hell this year.
It's based on like leadership and that type of thing. And there was 12 finalists for it.
Sure.
So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because we know because of the closeness that we have to the Kings organization. He went through a lot last year, and he's better than a 17 games played player. He could have actually helped that team on the floor, but instead there was guys like Marco Bellinelli and so on and so forth.
Bellinelli did not finish in the top 10.
No, but he didn't. No. Do you guys know, what is the voting process? Is voted on only by your own teammates?
Honest to God, that's what I think.
Okay. It's voted on by all NBA players, and I think the top three like finishes in the voting, Vince Carter won the award. And the top three finishes, Kevin Garnett was second, and Chris Bosh was third, all of whom didn't really, you know, contribute much to their teams. Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a sympathy award, right?
Well, you kind of look at it that way, I guess, like when you look at who, you know, the voting. But
less sympathy and more like a lifetime achievement award.
These are veterans that, you know, have had great careers in the NBA. And as your time winds down, not a lot of guys take that very well. Mm-hmm. And so these are guys that find a way to really contribute without contributing.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
You hope he comes back next year.
Yeah.
At least I do. I'd be fine with that. Yeah. 12 roster spots, I'm fine with him coming back.
Yeah.
Now, you may not be able to say the same if you're a Cavs fan about Kevin Love. That's going to be Mr. Hot Take Cannon today. Kevin Love peeps. Because he did not play last night. And guess what?
His concussion got worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, concussion.
I saw something online. It's like the force. You have to go through four steps.
It's a lot.
In order. You have to ride an agility bike. Non-contact drills. You have to do four things in the concussion protocol.
But you have to be symptom-free for 24 hours before you go through that.
Yes.
And then when you go through the protocol, because I remember reporting on this during the season. I think it was Rudy Gay that got a concussion at one point, and it took several days for him to come back. You have to complete one of the steps at a time, and you can't do them back-to-back. So you do one step, and then they see if you have any symptoms, and there's a period of time. It's not like a full day. Some of them, you know, it depends on your, you know, kind of how you feel after the first step, how you proceed through the rest. But yeah, it's the concussion protocol is no joke. It's they take it very seriously.
Stationary bike to jogging to agility work to non-contact team drills. And somebody, I don't know if they were from Cleveland or not, said that the Cavaliers, because of the nature of Kevin Love's injury, are actually they're going to do stationary bike, jogging, agility work, non-contact team drills. He must recite pi to the 50th digit. He has to hop on one foot for 2 hours. Point being,
that they don't want him back on the floor.
And I don't know if that's fair or not, and that's something to talk about. Here's the bottom line. 120-90, and it wasn't that close. 30-point win for the Cavaliers. The Warriors were at, with the exception of a contusion on Klay Thompson and whatever the hell is going on with Steph Curry, the Warriors were at full strength. They went in there and they got buzzsawed for, what was it, 21-4 or something stupid like that to start. The Warriors came back a bit in the second. You go into halftime thinking, uh-oh, here we go. Warriors are right in this game. And the Cavs blitzed them again.
The first and the third quarters were done.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
33-16 to your point, Katie, in the first quarter for the Cavs. 38-26 in the third. 31-21 in the fourth. So really, the Warriors had a 27-18 second quarter. And that was
the only quarter that they won.
So,
and by the way, there were a lot of possessions where Cleveland looked terrible, especially in that second quarter when Golden State was making a run. It seemed like, number one, there were about five straight trips to the basket that LeBron made where he didn't even hit the rim within 5 feet.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was either two or three possessions in a row where they had the shot clock run down, either run out on him or they had to force a bad shot because they missed the rim like three times. But what kept him in the game? Tristan Thompson's offensive rebounding.
You know what? Yeah.
And keeping it alive all night.
That's been a big key for them. And I actually thought in the first two games that was kind of one of the keys for Golden State, because after that Oklahoma City series, which by the way, is the only good series in this year's playoffs. It's the only good series. We went into this final series and my prediction that they would all be close games, and they should be. And it's been the complete opposite. But the fact that, you know, Golden State took 76 field goal attempts to Cleveland's 91. Now, I know that's a little bit skewed because they also got to the line. They had 26 attempts at the line, Golden State did. But, man, how does one of the best shooting teams in the league shoot 17 of 26 from the free throw line?
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. And I also want to ask you guys this. When LeBron James is not performing in the finals, he is not clutch. He shrinks from the limelight. He does not know how to win in the big moment, and he's overrated and perhaps cocky. When Steph Curry is having a horrific playoffs and a bad finals, is he injured? Is he getting the help he's needed? The Cavs are playing amazing defense. Why are we seeing a difference in public perception between LeBron James and Steph Curry when you're talking about a two-time running MVP? We'll get into that next. It's The Drive, Sports 1140. Load those cannons. KHTK. That never got you. That, you could quit. That never
never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
That was Katie's message to all of you out there. It's a drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said I love you on the air.
No, okay. I said it to Jay.
I had my headphones on. You said it to Jay for the song.
Yeah.
I thought you just opened with I love you. I said, hey, there you go.
No.
Better way to wake up in the morning.
This is from our conversation yesterday when I was saying how much of a Miguel fan I was.
Miguel.
Oh, this is Miguel.
Miguel, let me tell you about Miguel.
Monster Energy's Seriously. Aftershock. I don't know about it. Music festival coming October 22nd, 23rd, Discovery Park, featuring Tool, Slayer, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn, Primus, Disturbed, and more. Early bird discount tickets are on sale now. For more info, get it at aftershockconcert.com. It is a Cow Thursday, also a Hall of Fame Thursday, True. As a matter of fact. I noticed during the finals last night, I don't know if I was the only one or not, I took a screenshot of it, our former colleague Marcus Allen, who had some issues, got a job at a TV station. It was announced yesterday, right? So I'm watching the NBA Finals, and an ad for The Conjuring 2 came out, right? The trailer.
Yeah.
It was like, the reviews are in. It's amazing. And then
is it
you,
like that?
It was kind of like that.
Pretty close.
And then you see a screen where it's like an instant classic, and then it's Mark S. Allen and his new station that he's already – that just got announced like 2 hours prior, and they've already – because that's Mark's thing. Like, he would see, like, Ishtar or some other, you know, Mark tends to, I love Mark and he's a friend, and Mark tends to oversell certain movies, I think, because I think he understands.
He's got a job to do.
You're getting on the national feed there. It's a pretty good deal. I just thought it was rather interesting that, just like that, instant classic.
Yeah, like someone's got a pretty effective agent.
Yeah, I think so. Conjuring 2. For some reason, that doesn't conjure up thoughts of instant classic, but I never saw The Conjuring 1.
Yeah, you know what? So you can't speak on it.
Maybe I'm missing out.
You can't speak on it.
The Cavaliers destroyed the Warriors last night. I don't know how else to put it. 104-89, the Warriors won Game 1. By my math, that is a 15-point win. Then they turned around, 110-77, Warriors won Game 2. That's 33 points. And then the Cavs turn around in Cleveland, beat them by 30. By the way,
I'm irritated about all of that.
I'm not an ESPN stats and info guy, but I got to think, 63-point turnaround game to game in an NBA Finals.
It's got to be pretty.
That's got to be a record.
Can we just, you know, and yeah, there should be some sort of like a clause that for Adam Silver to, on years like this, when we've made it this far into the playoffs and basically most of the games have been haven't been a lot of close games.
No.
You know, he should be able to say, you know what, guys? We're doing the rest of this series on aggregate score. that's the way it's going to be.
That'd be awesome.
If that's what you guys are going to do with one another, that's the way we're playing.
Oh, my God, that would be so crazy. if you just played seven games and it went on aggregate, and then one of the teams could like forfeit after game.
I don't think we're making up 200 in the last three games.
Steph Curry last night, he had, you know, he did his thing, and what his thing amounted to was 19 points, 6 of 13, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 board. You know, he shot six turnovers. He had as many turnovers as he had field goals. 3 of 9 from 3. So he played 31 minutes. He shot just under 50%. It wasn't like he was 3 of 21. But he has been, he had the third quarter. With third quarter, second quarter.
Well, one of the biggest problems for him in this series has been staying out of foul trouble.
Yeah, which is really weird.
It is very weird. And
but he also looked off last night. There was something weird about his energy.
Yeah.
Why is Steph Curry not getting killed? Now, he's getting criticized, and people are bringing it up. And
yeah, but you don't hear Phil Jackson talking about how he needs to be able to take over the game, and it's all on his shoulders, and so on and so forth, because he criticized LeBron over that, and LeBron's scoring like crazy in this series. Like, the numbers he's putting up are phenomenal, but no, he needs to figure out how to do more.
32 points, 11 boards, 6 assists for LeBron James last night in 40 minutes to go with a couple of blocks and a steal. And I thought LeBron James looked like poo for about a quarter and a half stretch there. Nate, you alluded to it earlier.
Ew.
There was like five trips in a row where he had, I don't want to call them layups because they were
tough layups.
Yes.
But they were layups.
Yes.
He got contested shots at the rim and didn't even hit the rim.
He got a shot going late in the third.
Mm-hmm. And it was on jump shots. I mean, you could at least see the mentality where he was not going to be denied. I mean, he was going to the rack like a bull in a china shop. And when he wants to get there, it's going to happen. But, I mean, he wasn't even getting the ball on the rim.
Most 30
points. I thought it was crazy when his dunk got rejected by Draymond.
By Draymond.
Right? Yeah.
And I thought that was crazy that Draymond didn't break his freaking hand doing that. But, right.
But did you see him turn around and yell at LeBron? Like, Draymond, come on now. This is LeBron James.
I also enjoyed LeBron James blocking Steph Curry at the rim after the whistle.
After
that was
the
fine.
Whistle, yep.
Most 30-point, 10-board, 5-assist games in the NBA Finals. LeBron James has 7, tied with this player. Any idea? I wouldn't have gotten
it. Wait, I'm sorry. Go back. What is it?
30-point, 10-board, 5-assist games, 7 each. LeBron James and this player, which you would probably, maybe in 2 hours I would have got it if I was just listing players off. Maybe less, but point being, I wouldn't have gotten
it. It's not somebody that is, you would assume.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's the 2 hours.
So therefore, we can take out magic. We can take out Michael Jordan.
Give us an era.
I will give you an era. I'll give you an era like this. It was a very, 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 very long era. A very long era. One of the longest eras ever. The best hint I can give.
Is it going to be Jerry West?
No. A long era. This was over a long period of time by a long person.
Oh, would it be Kobe?
Bill Russell?
Kobe, no. Bill Russell, no, but you're on the right track. The highest scorer in the history of the NBA, that would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That was my next guess.
I would have never gotten it.
That was my next guess.
Yeah, I would not have thought Kareem. 30 points, 10 boards, 5 assists. They are tied at 7 each for the most in the NBA Finals.
So aside
from that, do these stats matter to you at all?
No.
Does anyone care about
it's
them?
It's interesting context. I don't look at that and go, oh, wow, maybe he's Kareem. I don't. I think it's fun context, but that's about it.
I do get amazed every year when I actually see LeBron's numbers in some of these games when it's like, well, okay, so for any other player is 26 points, 11 boards, and 9 assists, is that pedestrian? No, and that's like what he does rolling out of bed. And so to get back to your question, Dave, why does Steph not get the same heat? Aside from, I think, the really basic element of Steph is still really fresh. He's been to one finals. He won one finals. He's won 2 straight MVPs.
Yeah.
LeBron has more of a track record. But I think the biggest thing is that just look at the size of those two guys. We've brought that up
that
so many times.
Is?
I think that's the biggest part of it. LeBron's supposed to be invincible. With Steph, if something goes wrong, I think we're all going, is his knee still messed up? You know, like whatever. Like Steph's kind of the try hard, but still kicks the hell out of everyone.
Right.
LeBron's supposed to be invincible. Like this guy is supposed to be this absolute unstoppable force that, and so every time he loses in the finals, it's like, well, why?
So
we don't get it. We can't wrap our minds around it.
It's a great point.
And LeBron has been to the finals multiple times now. What is this, his 7th appearance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is only the 2nd for Steph.
For Steph.
So, you talk about
in
these stats.
In 4 years, if Steph is like 1-3 or something, it'll be like, what happened to this guy?
Then the criticism will come with it. But when you mention all these crazy stats and, you know, the 30, 10, and 5, 7th time tied with Kareem. Well, Kareem also won 6 titles.
So, yes, he did.
I mean, we can name all the stats you want. Isn't the most important stat how many titles you have? Isn't that really all it boils down to?
That's the million-dollar question, Katie.
From the 916, that would be because LeBron claimed to be the best player ever, and it isn't even close. Steph just goes about his business.
I don't remember
that. But Steph also didn't come out with everyone expecting him to end up being what he is.
When did LeBron claim he was the best player ever? I miss that?
No, he's just the self-proclaimed king, basically.
I guess.
King, global icon, whatever it is.
Yeah, global icon.
If he was 6'2" and 180 pounds,
I agree
it'd
with
be
you.
A different
yeah. I think you summed it up perfectly. It's just a weird cycle, and it's what we do of when you have a superstar in his prime, which LeBron still is, and you kill him and you kill him and you kill him. And in 5 years when LeBron's old and that beard is completely gray, which, by the way, his neck beard is gray, and that scares me because LeBron was in high school like 20 minutes ago in my world.
Yeah, but when he came out of high school, he looked like a 35-year-old man already.
He did.
So are we surprised to see that?
No.
I mean, all of a sudden he has hair, too.
I was going to say, that's maybe the most amazing thing about LeBron is his hairline is actually growing.
Yeah, he and Brian Urlacher, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. We'll take a break. Nate, I think you got it perfectly. People can relate to Curry a lot more than they can relate to LeBron James. I totally understand that. Just when LeBron's 35 and getting ready to retire, it's going to be all LeBron is me. He's just me. It's the best ever. I wish I enjoyed it more when he was playing. We'll take a break. More about this series and about last night's game and what that means. And Kevin Love. What the heck does Tyronn Lue with Kevin Love? Tyronn Lue with Kevin Love. Well, we'll let him tell you what he's going to do, or more to the point, what he's not going to do. We'll do that when we get back. It's the Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.